The normal events of the luteal period include pseudopregnancy and pregnancy. Pseudopregnancy occurs when ovulation occurs, corpoluteia form, but pregnancy does not result. This can occur after a sham mating or an infertile mating. After ovulation, the corpoluteia produce progesterone. And these corpoluteia appear to have a pre-programmed finite lifespan and that they are not subject to regression from uterine sources of prostaglandin, as we will see later in cattle and horses. Interestingly, the corpoluteia have also been shown to be resistant to multiple luteolytic doses of prostaglandin from days 11 to 25 of pseudopregnancy. This means that it is difficult to shorten the time interval from the onset of pseudopregnancy to a subsequent estrus. The luteal phase of pseudopregnancy usually lasts around 35 days, followed by a short 1 to 10 day anestrus phase. This results in an interestrus interval of about 30 to 50 days during a pseudopregnancy. The anestrus phase, however, may last several months if the queen is entering seasonal anestrus at the end of the pseudopregnant period, and she may not cycle again till the next breeding season. Pseudogenitra or lactation at the end of pseudopregnancy is very rare in the queen. Pregnancy is the other event of the normal luteal period. When a bitch is pregnant, the embryos migrate in the uterus for 6 to 8 days and spread out so that each embryo has an equal share of the uterus. As in the pseudopregnant queen, progesterone is secreted by the corpoluteia. However, unlike the pseudopregnant queen, the corpoluteia may not regress. In the pregnant queen, even though the placenta produces the enzymes needed for progesterone production, starting at around 28 to 32 days of gestation, the ovaries are still probably needed to maintain pregnancy to term. Please note that this is new information that is not available in most texts. An event called superfetation occurs if, when a queen is pregnant, she has reported to mate and ovulate about 10 to 14 days into the pregnancy. This has been reported to result in a younger, secondary litter born after the first litter. However, this may not actually occur. To diagnose pregnancy in the queen, you can use the same techniques as in the dog. Abdominal palpation will reveal discrete swellings in the uterus as early as 16 days post-coitus and up to approximately 30 days. After 30 days, the fetal placental units converge so that the discrete swellings become confluent. Radiography can be used after day 43. Sound is probably the best method and can be used as early as 14 to 15 days after breeding. Gestation usually lasts about 63 to 66 days in the cat. Born before 60 days of gestation have little chance of survival. Therefore, it is important that gestation progresses to at least 63 days for maximum kitten viability. To induce abortion in the queen, prostaglandin F2 alpha, given at a dose of 500 micrograms or 0.5 milligrams per kilogram IM for 2 days after day 40 of gestation, can induce abortion within 8 to 48 hours after administration.